You're listening to SBS News.
Gunfire and chaos has left several people dead in the latest outbreak of violence in West Papua. Supporters of West Papuan independence say Indonesian forces opened fire to disperse a high school rally in the town of Wamena. Indonesian police say a social media post claiming authorities were shooting people is a hoax. Soon after, protesters reportedly set fire to several government buildings. Images on social media showed heavy plumes of black smoke. Victor Yemo from the pro-independence group West Papua Committee says witnesses reported a number of people had been killed and others were injured. He says they heard the news before communications were cut off in Wamena.
So the report before the internet and the phone cellular cut off in Wamena came from the disciplined witnesses there.
In the Papuan capital, Jayapura, another student demonstration resulted in bloodshed. Sources have told SBS 26-year-old Oceanus Lockbury died shortly after being shot in the arm and chest. It's claimed the students had been attacked by Indonesian civil militia members. Damien Kingsbury is the director of the Master of International Community Development at Deakin University. He says Indonesian soldiers appear to be involved in a new militia group called either the Archipelic Society or Nusantara Society.
My understanding is it's a reorganisation of an existing militia group in West Papua, the Red and White Militia, and that it's just adopted a new name. So this would be the Indonesian military reorganising its proxy militia in order to be more effective in terms of repressing West Papuan resistance and West Papuan protests.
Professor Kingsbury says Indonesian forces have long worked in close company with civil militia groups in West Papua.
The militias are organised by the Indonesian military essentially as an auxiliary force, so the Indonesian military can engage in violent activities but not be seen to be engaging.
West Papuans are repeating calls for the United Nations to visit the region. Ronnie Kareni, a representative from another pro-independence group, the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, says it's vital a trip happens soon.
As far as we can see, the civil resistance will not stop anytime soon, and we're seeing the increasing military presence and the police presence on the ground. It demonstrates that this visit is more important than ever.
Violent protests rocked the region for 2 weeks in late August over racial slurs against Papuan students in the capital city of the province of East Java, Surabaya. The students were reportedly tear-gassed in a dormitory and detained over accusations of desecrating a national flag. Indonesia has sent almost 6,000 additional military and police personnel to the region. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.